Tom Hanks Podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks Podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Colin Hanks. My name is Rachel, and today I'm so excited because I am one of my favorite people in the world, and I truly do mean it. So funny, so wonderful, great content. I don't know. Great pool. she's a writer, comedian. It's Erin Burns Siskin.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for being here. You do have a clip, but that's not your pool, right?
It's my it's my parents' house.
Okay.
But my friends and I are the only ones who use the pool.
Okay.
So my stepdad gets so excited when it hits like 80 degrees. He's like, "Are you guys coming over?"
I have a pool at my apartment complex, but I never use it.
Yeah, it's not the same. Nothing like a private backyard parent pool. You know what I mean? Makes you feel like you're in a teen comedy.
Yeah. Or like a high school party where everyone's like really awkward about wearing their bathing suits, but then we all get in the water and it's fine.
Exactly.
Like that that Pen 15 episode was very accurate for
me. It was so real. And I like remember distinctly when in seventh grade that pool party happened and how it was like, am I wearing a shirt?
Yeah.
Am I gonna wear a shirt in the pool? What's going on? Are people gonna see my boobs? Stuff like that.
And then also there are those parents that are like, you're wet, you can't go in the house. And it's like
I have to pee.
Yeah. And don't have a pool party. I don't know what to tell you. Oh man. Yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about pool parties.
Not today.
Though I wish we were. No. We're talking about my mom's new boyfriend. From 2008. This is a star-studded cast, I will say.
100%.
But I had never heard of it before. Had you?
No, never.
No. I've noticed that a lot of Colin movies are movies that I have never heard of before. And I feel really bad for Colin. I'm like, Colin, what are you doing?
I mean, I feel like in his defense, he's consistent. Yes. You know, he's very charming. He's a great performer. I enjoy watching him.
Yes.
You know, the words he's saying, maybe not so much.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe he just like he came up during the like 2000s and that was like not a great time for movies.
No, I agree. And I think that, you know, there's also like, I mean, I'm sure that you were going to bring this up, but to work with Meg Ryan as Colin Hanks, what a significant thing that might be.
Yeah.
You know, as the son of Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
You know?
And so this movie should have been something, but it was just not the right project, as we like to say in the industry, you know?
Absolutely.
But yes, the cast for this is Meg Ryan, Colin Hanks, Antonio Banderas, who is amazing. Also one of Tom Hanks's partners in a movie in Philadelphia.
That's right. Excellent. Yeah. Tom T. Hanks trivia.
Yeah. So it's like two of his parents' romantic partners in this movie with him. And then Selma Blair.
Yes, we love.
Who plays Colin's girlfriend. And then there's like other people, but there's also one guy, Trevor Morgan, who plays Meg Ryan's very young boyfriend at the beginning of the movie. And I know him from what movie? Oh, he was like in a bunch of movies as a kid. He was in Sixth Sense as the bully.
Oh my God, that's that actor?
Yeah.
okay, because he was definitely giving me Disney Channel movie vibes. Mm-hmm. I was like, you look so familiar to me, but like clearly from when your face looked different.
Yeah. And
incredible.
And he was the lead. It, you were correct. Disney Channel Genius, the Disney Channel original movie Genius.
Yes.
Where he plays like two kids because he wants to be cool and go to high school, but he's already in college. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I got to revisit that.
Yeah. That one was not bad. It had Emmy Ross. What's Emmy Rossum? Is that, what's her last name? From Shameless.
Rossum?
Rossum, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's in that movie as his romantic lead.
Oh, I'm absolutely, if I wasn't sold already, I absolutely am now.
Yeah. That was like her first movie. But yeah, so this movie, 2008, the IMDb synopsis is Henry Durand is a young federal agent who is given a difficult assignment. Spy on his mother and her boyfriend, who is a suspected of leading a gang of art thieves. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what a fun premise. I mean, yes. I feel like as a log line, strong. If it were pitched to me in an elevator, I'd be like, yes, I want to hear more.
Yeah.
You know.
But I feel like then they were like, but let's make it more goofy. And it's like, you don't have to.
It's already pretty goofy.
Yeah.
I feel like tone was definitely something that they never really settled on throughout the course of the movie. Because when it started out, it was so campy, so over the top. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be obsessed with this movie. It's my new favorite movie. And then it gets like romantic comedy-y and then super heisty, all of which is fun, but like three different movies.
Yeah. There was even one point where like Meg Ryan was really having a dramatic moment. And I was like, this got really serious.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, I don't know how to feel. I'm confused.
Yeah. I was like, what happened to, because, okay, well, first of all, we don't stand, but at the beginning of the movie, Meg Ryan is a complete mess because her ex-husband was in jail and then he's dead now, I guess. But she's a mess since she's in a fat suit and really, I don't. No. And she's dropping off her son at the airport, really like extra clingy to him. And she sits down in the airport with a cup of coffee and a man drops money into her cup of coffee because he thinks that she's a houseless person. And that is the motivation that causes her to change her life.
Just like punching down as much as you possibly can at the very beginning of this movie.
It was so weird. And then also, but that's not even the first thing we see, because the first thing you see is Antonio Banderas doing an art heist thing and he gets caught.
Right.
And then we go to Meg Ryan and Colin Hanks and it's them for a very long time. And we're like, well, what happened to Antonio Banderas? Where does he come in?
Yeah, he disappears for like what feels like almost half of the movie.
Yes.
It's like, oh, we're in Shreveport, Louisiana now.
Yeah. And then it becomes, it feels like one of those like teen comedies of the early 2000s where the mom is like really, really hot and like doing hijinks and the kid is like, Mom, what are you doing? But then it changes to romantic comedy. So she got really hot, you know,
right. Yeah.
To the point where the first time Colin comes back home, he sees a hot lady sunbathing in her backyard by a pool.
Yes.
And Colin's like, who is this lady? So he wakes her up and he realizes it's his hot mom. And he's so startled by how hot Meg Ryan is that he falls into the pool.
Oh, classic Colin Hanks.
Yeah,
he's falling into a pool.
And then she has a date, but he's coming over at 10:30, and it's it's the young guy who is like 10 years younger than Colin Hanks in real life.
Yes.
Yeah. Which was so creepy to me. Yes. And then they're having a good time. But then also, then we introduce Selma Blair, who, no offense, but her character didn't really matter in this movie at all.
No.
But as I was watching it, here's a better movie. If we cut out the whole hot mom, whatever, thingy part, and we just have Colin Hanks bringing home his girlfriend to meet his mom, and his mom is, like, starting to date, and he's not okay with that, right? Because he's still whatever. And then whatever. But then Selma Blair's character is all like, well, just focus on me. Just focus on me. But then we find out at the end of the movie that Selma Blair is the big, that Antonio Banderas is working to steal art for like some unknown big bad guy. And it ends up being Selma Blair. Wouldn't that be better?
Yes. It would have been, I think, a much more satisfying twist, or like, yeah, however you want to call. And also just like, I mean, looking at the cover art, I knew that it wasn't going to pass the Bechdel test, right? So I, yes, wasn't expecting much of a character arc from Selma Blair, who is still charming even though she seems like a sex crazed, her character is like a sex crazed maniac.
Yeah.
Like the portrayal of women in this movie, I think we can agree, is not so good.
Yeah, not great.
But yeah, I would have loved to see her character turn, or to like, or for anybody to like really surprise us.
Yeah.
That would have been tremendous.
The biggest surprise was Meg Ryan dating a 22-year-old.
I couldn't believe that. And then like when she comes home, she's like, he left early because he has a final, and I'm like, gross.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really gross. And then also when Colin comes down in the middle of the night because they're being really loud, he has like his hands in his pants while drinking milk from the carton.
And then he tries to shake his hand.
Gross.
With the hand that was touching his.
Yeah.
You know?
Ugh, gross. Gross, gross.
And that felt to me like, at least, you know, in that, through that part of the movie, I was like, okay, we're still kind of in this like campy universe. I think I can, yeah, like, I'm like, this is obviously really strange, but okay, I'm on board with it.
Yeah.
Like basically right up until then. And then I was like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, let's get rid of it. Also, it was campy because they had the dad from Veronica Mars every night coming and singing on the front yard.
I couldn't get enough of Enrico. Okay.
I know.
He was the thing that I was looking forward to most. Because after the third time, I was like, great, I know that he's coming back.
Yeah.
I was like, you're going to like come back to me, Enrico. I want to see that spinoff where he's in the CIA.
Yes. And he's watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he, like at the end of like Clue, when Mr. Green reveals that he was the whole time,
mm-hmm,
and Enrico drops his like accent too, and he's like, oh, and then what if he and the mom do end up getting together?
Yeah, I would have much preferred that.
Wow.
A surprise well earned.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's just I would love to write a bunch of versions of this movie with you.
Yeah, yeah. We'll give everyone the prompt, the log line, and then have everyone write a movie based on that and see what.
Every single one of them would be better than what we saw. Yeah. Sorry. I apologize to everyone in this. It was not for me.
Yeah, no, you don't need to apologize. I'm sure they all, because none of them have talked about this movie, I don't think.
Yeah, it's seems like it was a pretty well-kept secret.
Yeah. It's okay. But yeah, it was fun to see Meg Ryan and Colin Hanks in a movie together, because
absolutely.
I would like to see more Meg Ryan, Colin Hanks, just because I would like to see a better movie with Meg Ryan as Colin Hanks' mom, so that we could be like, ha, look.
This is a movie you should watch.
Yeah.
It did seem like they were having so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't seem to me like anybody was having a bad time. Yeah. So that at least, like, was encouraging to me. I was like, I hope that you're between takes, you're reminiscing about your dad.
Yeah. I was wondering if there was going to be a Tom cameo.
I was hoping for it.
I was hoping
for it. But I think maybe he knew to stay away from it.
Yeah, but you know, Tom actually has done really terrible movies. Like, he's done cameos in really terrible movies. So he's done it before, but maybe he was like, you know what? I think he waited a really long time to do another movie with Meg Ryan because he knew that it would be big. And the last one he did was the one that Meg Ryan directed and starred in with her son. It was called Ithaca, and that was not great. But I'm sure that he, like, did. He was, like, kind of like a cameo type. He was in it. And I think he did that because it was Meg Ryan's first directing gig. And so he was like, I'll support you. But.
Well, of course he did. Because yeah. He's Tom Hanks, the most thoughtful person in the whole world.
Yeah. But I don't think he's going to do just a random one-off cameo in a random movie that's really bad. Because he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to ruin the magic that was those movies that they did together.
I agree. Although now that I'm thinking of it, had he played Enrico?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they ended up together at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been super happy about that.
And it'd be funny to see Colin being like, shut up to his own dad.
Stop, dad.
That would be funny. Because so far in Colin's journey, his dad has been in one of his other movies, in The Great Buck Howard, and he plays his dad in that movie. And in that movie, Tom is not very fun. He's just the strict dad who's like, go back to law school. And so it would be fun to see him being silly in a movie with his son.
Yeah. And drunk on the lawn.
Yeah.
singing songs.
Yeah. This movie, there wasn't much to this movie.
No, there were some things that I thought were very interesting choices.
Yeah.
So, like the fact that Antonio Banderas's or Tommy's gang is chasing this Bernini sculpture.
Yeah.
Which felt so incredible to me how hyper-specific that was. And I love Bernini. I took a class in college about Bernini. If you're not familiar with Bernini, he is known for very realistic sculpture. So it, like, you couldn't tell that it's made out of marble because it looks like it's like a real cloth draped over a woman or something like that. And the fact that it's at this art museum in Shreveport is hilarious to me that they were able to get that exhibit. Yeah. I just, like, that detail felt to me like insane. Like, I was like, I literally said out loud, this is an insane choice, but okay.
Yeah, Shreveport was a weird place, but I think I read in the IMDb fun facts, there were only three. And it was, did you know that Meg Ryan played Tom Hanks' love interest? And it was like, well, yeah. And then the other one was the Antonio Banderas was in a movie with Tom Hanks one. And then the third one was, this movie was originally supposed to be set in New Orleans, but they moved filming to Shreveport. Yeah? Is that
Shreveport.
I was saying point. They moved it up because of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, golly.
Yeah. So would it have made more sense if it was in a museum in New Orleans?
Actually, I mean, I think.
Okay.
Just because it's like, I feel like internationally New Orleans is known, but like Shreveport isn't, you know? Yeah. No offense to the fine people of Shreveport.
No. The only thing I knew about Shreveport was I was like, that's where Chi Chi DeVane's from.
There you go. Drag and a valid piece of trivia.
Yes. Drag trivia.
Very important.
I miss Chi Chi. But Yeah, but also if they were, if they had to move it, move production, they could have just picked anywhere else. It didn't have to be so specifically Shreveport, Louisiana, right? It could just been Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it may have been. I mean, as I was watching it, I was like Shreveport, and I was like, oh, this must have been like a tax break thing, because like filming in New Orleans for a very long time, you could get considerable tax breaks on production, and they may have had something with the state of Louisiana or with New Orleans and like the Shreveport Board of Tourism or whatever, or like Visit Shreveport may have been like, oh, like if you mention Shreveport a bunch of times in your movie, we'll give you a coupon. I don't really know how that works, but I do know that it's a thing.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
Is that, so that's why a lot of things shot, probably shot down there.
Mm-hmm. In New Orleans and in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Just because they're, yeah, there's just, it's not as expensive as filming in Los Angeles, which yeah. is, you know, as you can imagine, a lot of people are trying to make stuff here.
Yeah. Stranger Things shoots in Atlanta, and I was actually just talking to one of my best friends about going to visit her in Atlanta so that I could go look at all the filming locations.
I love that for you.
Because I did a story for work where it was like all the filming locations and Stranger Things in Atlanta, and it was like they have like the mall that was the Starcourt Mall is still there, and it looks very run down in 80s, and I was like, that's fun, I want to see that before they completely bulldoze it over.
Totally.
Malls are dying.
I know. It's sad.
It's very sad. This is not anything to do with this movie at all, but I posted a Taylor Swift TikTok and someone called me a senior Swiftie.
Oh, that hurts. Someone being referred to as an elder millennial is really hard for me. I'm like,
but you're not an elder. You are a younger millennial, but you're older than a Gen Zer.
Yes, I'm not a yeah. I just like, and I guess I'm a senior Swiftie too. So
yeah, but. My friend was like, I talked to my friend about this, who's a big Swiftie, and she was like, it's okay. It just means that we've been her fans the longest. We were there from the beginning.
That's right. I remember when Red came out. Yeah. How important it was for me.
Yeah. I remember Teardrops on My Guitar.
Oh, old school.
Yeah. And Joe Jonas and Taylor Swift dating. I remember that.
All of the drama.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Just be kind. Because also we're not old. Because then I look at this movie. You know?
Yes.
And I see Meg Ryan and I'm like, you know what? She's not old.
No.
You know? No. She's a young hot mom, and everyone made a comment about that.
Every single person. Also, can we just like for 1 second talk about how the people who are in the FBI are characterized?
Yes.
Like then she like drops him off on assignment like he's going to school, which felt super weird.
Yeah.
And then like when he's like he bugs his mom, right? Because he's investigating Antonio Banderas' character. And all the guys in the van are like, your mom's so hot. Let's listen to her bang. And I'm like, these are our federal officers. It's like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's also like that thing of like, anyone watching is like, oh, these are characters. These aren't real people. But then also then you watch something like Veep and people who work in the White House are like, this is how people actually act in the White House. And I'm like, I wonder if this is how FBI agents actually act.
It's funny also because I'm also watching The Sopranos right now, doing a rewatch.
Ooh.
And I'm at a point where the FBI is bugging Tony Soprano's house. I feel like that's not a spoiler if you haven't seen the show, because he's in the mafia, so obviously the FBI would be involved. And it's like I was watching it, and I had been watching an episode of The Sopranos earlier today, and then watching them like set up the bugs and like be outside or whatever, I was just like, it felt very strange because those FBI agents are on The Sopranos are just incompetent, but these were incompetent and crass. So
yeah. So maybe it's true. They're all incompetent.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe it. Every job that I've been at, there have been several incompetent people. So I believe that's at every job, right?
It's true. I feel like work is not for everybody.
Yeah, no. And you know what? They shouldn't That's have fine. To work.
I agree.
I don't want to work.
Me neither. Let's just get some universal basic income. See, that's what the movie could have been about.
Yes. I would watch that movie. And
100%. Tell people to watch it.
As long as Meg Ryan and Colin Hanks are playing mother and son, I would watch that.
Yeah, Meg Ryan plays a senator who's trying to push this legislation, and her conservative son finally sees the light of socialism.
Because it's kind of it's like that thing where I see a lot of people on TikTok where they come full circle because they like are trying to debate their side, but then they come back around to socialism.
That's right. And we love it.
Yeah. If the vaccine is free, then why don't they make other things free? And it's well, let me tell you about this one thing that
have you heard about Medicare for All?
Yeah. I wish. I keep bringing up TikTok, but another thing is the whole FBI agents in your computer and like your phone cameras watching you and like what they would see on a regular basis is just like you staring at your screen.
I love that meme where it's like the person like talking to the like it like talking into their camera and the FBI agent on the other side being like, good for you. Or just like, I know you've really been struggling with that in therapy. Good for you.
Yeah. you know what? That's a rom-com.
Yes.
Where an FBI agent falls in love with the person that he's stalking, but he's not allowed to reveal himself because then you could have that thing where you already know too much about a person and you're that whole struggle.
I love that. That's like an updated You've Got Mail.
Yes. Ooh, they should do it, and then it should star Colin Hanks and someone else who is a I don't know.
It could be Selma Blair.
Yeah, Selma Blair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they fall in love. Colin Hanks is the FBI agent. That's another thing. Okay, so if Selma Blair was also in the FBI, why didn't Colin just tell her earlier in the movie?
I don't know. It seemed very strange to me because, I could understand not telling her if she were not a field agent, but she is. Yeah. So it felt like her knowing what he was doing and like behaving so strangely would have, because I don't think it contributed to the antics. I just think it made Colin Hanks' character seem ultra weird.
Yeah.
But like, where's the loss on letting another field agent in on this plan?
Right.
Like it would be helpful.
And someone connected to them as well who could also. Yeah. No, that's why I kept thinking that there was going to be a surprise where it was revealed that she was evil or something. Because then also there was that scene. Anytime they do this in the movie, it's like a dead giveaway where like she's like listening in to Meg Ryan and Colin Hanks talking and she's like stops to like listen in. I was like, oh, she's evil.
I did not even think that at all. The whole time I'm just like, poor Selma Blair. She has no idea what's going on. Yeah. You're like, yeah, she's definitely at the end. It's going to be this huge twist. I feel like having that in my head, I probably would have enjoyed those interactions more. And I'm just like,
oh no. Then you just set yourself up for disappointment. Cause then you're like, oh, well, you know, my idea was better.
I know. And I think as we've established, our ideas are better.
Yeah. let's redo this movie. Do you think Hollywood would be, they'd be like, why?
They love doing remakes.
Yeah.
But they love do. It.
But they love doing good movies remade into bad movies.
That's right.
So that's maybe.
Right. I feel like we could get this greenlit.
Yeah. Making bad movies into good movies.
Huh?
Hollywood. Instead of redoing something that you got an A+ on, why not do something that you got like a D- on and make that an A+?
I would love nothing more. That it's like, hello, Hollywood, if you're listening. Rachel Chapman is a genius. And she's gonna make you all rich.
I don't know about that, but I will make you something. So I don't know. Content. We need content.
That's right.
Netflix. Okay. Well, did you have anything else that you wanted to call out in this movie?
Yes. One moment that really stood out to me as kind of like the ultimate representation of this like strange universe where like none of these people have ever existed, like everything feels really surreal, is when they're listening to, so Colin Hanks and his team, because he's leading this task force, are in the van, and Meg Ryan and Antonio Banderas are hooking up, and she starts to sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, this isn't sexy. if I were hooking up with someone and they started to sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider, I'd be like, and I'm out. Like, I could. And then she starts to sing the Itsy Bitsy Spider, and they're like doing some things vaguely sexual. This movie's PG-13, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't an incredibly sexy movie. Although it could have turned it up, because if the whole thing is that all they did was talk about how hot and sexy she was.
Yeah.
It was not an erotic thriller, as it may, an erotic thriller starring Meg Ryan and Colin Hanks.
That would be great.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
But they like, he makes them turn off their surveillance before she finishes the song. And like the guys in the task force were like, we want to know what happens. And I'm like, man, I feel very fortunate that in my life I have not had to surveil any family members while they're having a private moment.
Yeah, no, that was just torture and rude. Other people could listen in. Colin didn't have to listen in.
Agreed.
That is so weird. Whatever. I don't know. And then, Itsy Bitsy. I don't know. I'm trying to imagine if Chris Evans and I were making out, and then all of a sudden he started singing Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Okay, a romantic comedy based on the Itsy Bitsy Spider, starring you and Chris Evans.
Okay. Itsy Bitsy Spider. Okay, so who's the Itsy Bitsy Spider?
You are, and he's the water spout.
Okay.
Meg Ryan will play the rain.
Yes.
Colin Hanks is the sun.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then you get to go back up the spout.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Happy ending.
I love it.
Greenlit.
And then we have, we all know that Chris Evans wants to be in a musical. It has to be a musical. So.
Oh, well, I thought that was unsaid.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, for this season of the podcast, I'm making everyone do a BuzzFeed quiz, loosely based on the movie.
Incredible.
So I couldn't think of one on my own, but I did find this one that I thought was funny. Is your assigned FBI agent worried about you right now?
Oh my God, I can't wait to take this quiz.
Okay. First question. What is the first thing you do when you wake up? Jump out of bed, hit snooze on your alarm clock, brush your teeth and plan your day, scroll on your preferred social media app.
Scroll.
Same. What is your average screen time for the week? 5 to 6 hours, 1 to 2 hours, 3 to 4 hours, or 6+ hours?
5 to 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
But that's only because I spend a lot of time on my computer. Oh. So don't think that I'm not getting screen time. Yes, it's just phone time.
Yes, yes. That's smart. Okay, what is your most used app? TikTok, messages, Twitter, phone, Instagram, Facebook, weather, Canvas, or Snapchat?
Messages. Wow. I'm a heavy texter. You're heavy, a heavy texter.
Wow.
I'd love to text.
That's so nice. When's the last time you ate a vegetable? Yesterday. Can't remember. I don't like vegetables. Last week or this morning?
Well, I had it for lunch, so I guess this morning.
Yeah. Wow.
I had some broccoli.
I can't remember, and that's bad. I should take this quiz, too. I'd probably be like, yeah, I'm worried about you. Okay.
Well, they're watching right now. Maybe they'll call you afterwards and be like, Rachel, we have to talk.
Yeah, please do.
It's me, Tom Hanks.
Have you been outside today? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, no, me neither. How many hours of sleep do you get? 8 to 12, 4 to 6, less than 4, or 7 to 8?
8 to 12. And if we're being honest, it's probably more like 12 to 14.
So lucky. I love it. Oh, wow. Is your assigned FBI agent worried about you right now? The answer is yes. Like most people during the pandemic, you may be spending a little too much time on your phone. It's easy to spend the day scrolling through TikTok or Instagram, so don't sweat it too much. Your FBI agent probably just wants you to eat some vegetables, go on a walk, and get a good night's sleep. Don't worry, you got this.
That's honestly really wholesome advice.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be more funny, but it was very sweet. And I was like, oh, okay. That's nice. Okay, well, you know, I would rather have my FBI agent worried about me than not worried about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I am worried that an FBI agent thinks that I'm something to worry about. You know what I mean?
Oh,
although,
yeah.
If it's on theme of FBI agents being incompetent, maybe all they can do is monitor people through their computers.
Yeah, yeah.
And like give it like do health check reports.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Aaron ate broccoli today.
Yeah.
Rachel slept 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rachel did not eat any vegetables, but she did have a cookie. So, you know, good for her.
Delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing I'm doing this season is I'm having people. So I don't know if you know this. Colin Hanks has a line of Hankskerchiefs. They're handkerchiefs, but Hankskerchiefs. And so I'm having everyone pitch to me their design based on the movie they saw.
Okay. So obviously we've got to go with the earpiece and all audio surveillance. So imagine, if you will, a necktie. When you're up by the ears, it looks like an in-ear maybe. And as you go down, it looks like you're wearing a wire. There's it's a very like real photorealism is what I would say. So it, like, you could make people think that you were on assignment when you wore it, you know?
That's cool. So like if you tie it around your neck, then it looks like.
You'd like hang it over your ear or like talk into it. I think it would really fool people.
Yeah, I like it. Wow. Okay, Colin.
Hello.
I think it would be very fun of him to come out with a collection, because he does collections. He's done collabs before with like national parks, so he has national
incredible parks. I love that.
But I think it would be funny if he did a collection of just like his top movies or TV shows, right? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Yes. And I would wear them.
Yeah. I don't think he would do my mom's new boyfriend, but you never know.
No, I don't. I think maybe that one wouldn't make the cut.
Yeah, it could be one of his secret favorites. So you never know. But we'll see.
I mean, Enrico is very charming.
Yeah. He would definitely have an Orange County one. Oh!
Oh, duh.
By the way, I always forget. What is your favorite Colin Hanks movie?
Well, Rachel, it is Orange County. And not just because you said it, but because I remember discovering this movie when it came out when I was a senior in high school. Or maybe I was a junior. So I was like getting ready to go to college. I was like finding myself, like feeling like this like overachiever path that I was on was like maybe not really who I am. Spoiler alert, it's not, but I didn't learn that until I was 30. But I love Orange County. I think that Jack Black is perfect in that movie. Mm-hmm. I think that Catherine O'Hara and John Lithgow are perfect in that movie. Oh, yeah. The casting is supreme. And I love Colin Hanks and Skylar Fisk together. Because I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Skylar Fisk is Sissy Spacek's daughter. So to have, did you know?
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. So to have these two like seminal actors who have been like so important to Hollywood in the past like decades and their offspring playing boyfriend girlfriend, and I always thought that that was a cute detail. But I love the Deus Ex Machina of Kevin Klein, like yes. everything about Orange County to me is funny and wholesome and like weird, but the tone feels so consistent and fun. If you haven't seen it, if you have seen it, but it's been a minute, I watch it like 2 times a year. I really love Orange County. And the soundtrack is so good.
Yeah. I feel like I need to rewatch it because when I watched it for this podcast, it was at a time when Colin's career was kind of going up and like getting better. And then now I feel like it's kind of going down a little. So I feel like I want to rewatch it to see how I feel about it after watching all of his not as great. I don't want to be rude. Movies.
No, it's perfect. It's like, I really feel like he channels his dad, but like he like is firmly Colin Hanks. There's like effortless charm, like the facial expressions, the goofiness, the like the little bit of like manic energy. It's really cute to watch. Yeah. And also Harold Ramis totally against type in this movie, and it rules. Yeah. I could talk about Orange County for this whole podcast, but that's not the movie we're discussing.
Wow. I should have gotten you on for Orange County.
Well.
In another lifetime.
That's right.
In another universe, multiverse.
That's right. Where Meg Ryan and Colin Hanks are in a different movie.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah. What is better? Well, let's rate this movie. Out of 5 Colin Hankses, how many Colin Hankses do you give My Mom's New Boyfriend?
I give it one Hank for Enrico, uh-huh. and a second Hank for length. So 2 Hanks.
Oh, 2 Hanks. You know what? I'll also give this two Hanks. And you know what? I'll give them for the same reason. Enrico was great. And it was not a very long movie.
That's right. So, yeah. If it's under 100 minutes, you know, fine.
Yeah. And it was, you know, it was shorter than King Kong, which that was also another Colin Hanks movie that I had to watch. And that was over 3 hours. And that was
absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely not. Unless it's Titanic, I'm not watching any movie over 3 hours.
Right. Oh my God. Titanic feels like a 90-minute movie.
Agreed. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Really? I should just start a Titanic podcast. That's all I really want to talk about.
Rachel, if you do, you better have me on. It's very important to me that you do.
I just want to start a podcast that, like, each week I just talk about something else that I love. And one week will be Titanic, you know. Another week it'll be Tom again, you know.
I'm in.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get. unlike where, you know, those podcasts where the guests bring a topic, it's instead I bring something that I want to talk about and I make people talk about that.
I love that idea.
Yeah. It's very selfish.
No, it takes the pressure off the guest. Yeah. I love that.
Okay, good. I'll start it. I already have enough, but I'll start another. Bye.
No, it's important. You've got to, it's part of your brand now, Rachel, to have just a lot of podcasts. So the more that you can add to the roster, I mean, excellent podcasts, podcasts that are needed by the world. Oh, I say that with due sincerity, but like it's, keep building your brand.
Yeah, I'll just keep doing it until someone notices. one day. Okay. Well, where can people find you?
People can find me. I am very online. My handle is ESBurn. You can find me on Twitter and on the gram. I do like to make content. Yes. So you'll see some of that there. Because that's where I put it on the internet.
Yeah. It's a great place for it.
It's true. Lots of content.
Yeah. Lots of content. And you make great content.
Thank you, Rachel. It means a lot. For someone who is such a high producer of content, to be recognized in such a way. Honestly, it warms my heart.
Oh, well, you know, I got a lot of time. I'm just sitting here with my... okay, well, thank you so much for talking. My mom's new boyfriend, Colin Hanks and Meg Ryan and everything else.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thanks for... Oh, I almost said that wrong. And thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks.